Chapter 1 of the story, Believe. It was a perfect fall day, with a coolness in the air, accompanied by warm sunlight, as Beatrice arrived at her first witch class. Well, it was not really so much a class about how to be a witch, but more about how to get in touch with the ancestral knowing and the wisdom that resided with the women who knew the secrets of the earth and used its bounty to serve others. Now, Bea wasn't really sure what to expect. She just knew that this is where she was supposed to be on that fateful day in September, when her life would change in ways she could not comprehend in this moment. The drive up to the little cabin in the woods allowed time for her to reflect upon her intentions for this gathering, what she brought to it, and what she would learn from others. Upon arrival, she unloaded her car and walked down the stone pathway, flanked on both sides by ferns, rhododendron, and various wildflowers. Internally, and perhaps subconsciously, she knew she was crossing a threshold of sorts. She eagerly approached the four women sitting in a circle, surrounding a bonfire, with an openness to what lay beyond her knowing, as a journey both to her past and her future. The women were of varying ages. Some looked to be in their 20s, while others approached middle age. Each one was setting up their spot with a camp chair, a warm shawl, and a basket filled with other provisions necessary for a day-long outing. Assembled in Bee's basket was food and water for the day, along with her favorite smoky quartz stone, a pine cone, and a black crow feather she found on her walk that morning. The conversation fell into an easy rhythm as the women introduced themselves and shared a bit about their travel to this sacred spot. As the group settled into these various conversations, the teacher, Allison, arrived and welcomed everyone. The day began with a ritual that allowed the group to settle into the present, leaving worries of their lives behind, if only for the few hours they were gathered. Grounding and expression of gratitude for the land they occupied initiated the ritual, followed by a calling in of the directions, ancestors, and guides. Once the ritual was complete, Allison, or Allie, as she would come to be known over the course of the day, offered a writing prompt to begin the exploration of their connection to ancestral knowing. Beatrice looked at the paper handed to her, with a writing prompt scrolled on the top, which read, "My story as a witch began." At first, she was not quite sure what she would write, as this was not her craft. However, she reminded herself that she had planned to stay open to wherever this education took her. So she just started writing, and this is her story. Bea began writing about a young woman who bore the name of Lee, who lived in a village deep in an emerald forest, bordered by the ocean on one side and the mountains on the other. Lee lived in a simple home shared with her grandmother and mother, who were known as healers in the community. They had great knowledge of plant life, moon cycles, and how to alchemize the herbs, flowers, and other plants into salves, tinctures, and balms. They were there for the births and deaths of their neighbors, and everything in between, with remedies for the sniffles, a fever, rashes, and sometimes even a broken heart. Lee never knew her grandfather, who died many years earlier on a hunting expedition, nor her father, who suffered the same fate when Lee was but a toddler. Lee learned the craft of harvesting and mixing the plant life gathered in the forest, and watched with great focus how her mother and grandmother would create the medicine for those in the village. None of the neighbors ever really spoke about where this knowledge originated. They just always knew that Lee's family were the people they would seek when in need for physical healing, or even a listening ear. Life was simple from day to day, learning about when to harvest certain plants under particular moon phase, or to recognize the early signs of a season's change, making it ideal for planting or harvesting. Lee's grandmother, Callie, was well known in the village, but not a native. She came to the village when she was a child with her mother, who was a traveling healer. While initially wary, the village came to accept them and eventually considered them to be a part of the community. Callie grew up learning the trade from her mother and eventually married a boy from the village named Phineas. And a few years later, they had Lee's mother, Shay. Much like her maternal line, Lee had a knack for tending to the plants and seemed to have a connection to them that translated into a secret language they shared. Lee intuitively knew what plant combinations yielded the best results. Now, while she was mostly content with her life in the village and helping others, in the corner of her mind was a growing longing to travel and to take this knowledge of healing to others in the land. So at the age of 19, she followed her heart and left the village to bring this earth wisdom to others. Now, people in the villages where she traveled held a general mistrust of strangers, and while they were curious about her healing gifts, they would never admit it in the light of day. At times, she would hear whispers of the name witch when she passed by people at the market or in the village square. However, under the cover of night, many of these same people would seek her out for a salve or a potion to ease their pain and suffering. Lee would never stay long in the villages for fear of persecution, but sometimes she found a fellow spirit who wanted to accompany her on this journey, learn the skills, and share with others. These were women who knew the wisdom of the ancient ones and wished to share this knowledge with others. Bee was deep in deriding when she heard the gentle voice of their guide, Allie, noting the time was up for riding as the group moved on to sharing their stories. Now, Bee was not really sure where the story came from. It just seemed to ooze out of her and onto the page. When she finished sharing her story with the other women in the group, they were intrigued and wished to hear more about the story of Lee and her travels. Bee left this first group filled with admiration and curiosity about the other women on this journey. She knew that the story she started had many more chapters to come, and she was open to what would unfold in time.